Welcome to the Shadowpoint Media Podcast, where we listen to stories from people like you who build dreams into businesses, and we learn together how the power of story helps us grow.
Welcome to our podcast number 8.
Let's go with season 2, episode 1.
All right.
I feel like this whole needs a whole new season. We're doing so many new things, have a whole new direction. It's a whole new year, and we kind of dropped the ball on the podcast at the end of last year. So
we kind of did, but there's a story behind that, which I think is relevant to our new introduction, season 2, which is almost like podcast 2.0. No, it is podcast 2.0.
It is.
Right?
It is. As you can see, us. This is new. Just figured this out today. Yeah, so here we are in our second podcast season, and we figured that we'd kick this new season off by giving some updates on direction for the podcast and coffee and, oh, yes, on the team.
I interrupted Sean. Your train of thought. I'm sorry.
No.
Humble brag.
Take it away, man. Tell us what's new for you.
Well, so I'm going to start with a thank you, Logan, for helping me with the drone pilot test. Past that, barely got a drone in the air, yours. Landed it without crashing it. Successfully recorded about 10 seconds of usable footage.
There we go.
So that was my maiden flight as a drone pilot. So that's a new thing. But thank you for that, man. Couldn't have done that without you. I'm excited for new opportunities that opens up.
Yeah. Thanks for doing that. As we grow Shadowpoint, and I've communicated this to you, but with everybody else, we're also growing a drone team. And I want everyone on our team to be part 107 certified if they're even remotely interested. So that as drone jobs come up, whether it's real estate, commercial marketing, technical drone work, we're working on building all of those out. And I want everyone to be able to take part in that kind of work if it's interesting. So thank you for putting the time and work into doing the study and the work and getting certified.
Hey, man, I'm excited. And part of this we'll hear. Sorry, I'm getting over a cold and you could probably tell.
Hence, we're doing this remotely. We're not in the same room. First time ever. We're not even in a coffee shop.
I know.
Which I'm still trying to get over, but.
Well, you know what? Your kitchen is like half coffee shop.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's not somewhere I want to record, though.
Well, I can understand that.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. Drone pilots joining the team. Your brother's joined the team, who's an amazing artist.
Yep.
Does graphic design, is picking up editing pretty quick.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. So I wanted him on the podcast today, but I've got him training on some photo work and there's a deadline on that. So he was not able to join today. We'll have him on soon though. He's got a bachelor's in graphic design and has freelanced and done graphic design for years, probably 10, 15 years. If we go back like pre-college, he was already freelancing and doing stuff. And so we kind of have a similar path of I was always doing photography and he's always been drawing and creating drawings and graphic design and art stuff that I could never do. And it's been a dream of ours ever since college of like, hey, let's work together because his graphic design and my media stuff just plays together so well. And we did several projects in college together because we were actually both, we were 2 years apart, but we both went to the same school and we actually roomed together for 2 years at the school. So that was like super fun. I know not everybody has like family that they can live with so well, but we did it. We loved it until I became an RA and I had to enforce some rules. And that's when Brune moved out. Oh, fun times. Anyways, yeah. So we moved on from all of that. We both graduated college. I found a bunch of part-time jobs, and he ended up getting a corporate job in North Carolina and helped me get a job at the same company. And so we worked for 2 or 3 years together there. Same team creating content for educational courses. We were right across from each other in cubes. So that was really fun. And then, we both ended up leaving that company, and I came out here to Arizona and he went to Missouri. And it's been kind of apart for the last 5 years-ish. And I've been growing Shadow Point and just dreaming for the day when he could come in and work with us. And it's finally worked out. And this is the first year where he's in on the team.
So exciting, man.
Yeah, it's been phenomenal. Our first, man, this starts opening the door for everything else we're doing.
Yeah, totally.
With being a full service digital marketing team now, beyond just real estate media and all the opportunities that's opening. But
yeah.
Anyway, Boone's been a key powerhouse for opening some of those doors and making that happen.
And you know, you said something early on that I'm noticing is a common denominator for visionaries who have dreams that just something sparked that they gravitated towards since childhood. Mm. You know, that's true of, I think, pretty much everybody that Shadow Point has either hired on the team in some form or fashion or is working with.
Yeah.
Sergio, we were talking about him just before we hit record.
Yeah.
He's always loved photography. He's very different from what you got started with, right? Yep. But he has an eye for sure and an artistic ability. Plus, just a great guy, you know, like you and your brother. I mean, it's a fun dynamic. And then I want to say the Riffle brothers, Richard Riffle, was like,
talk about dynamic.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Oh, man.
It's just a bunch of creatives. I mean, I maybe shouldn't say it like this, but having fun together.
Yeah.
But there's a sense of orienting around some kind of mission, right? Like, we just want to tell good stories that help people win.
Yeah.
That's where it matters. That's where the rubber meets the road. But, it's just really fun to be around other creatives who are really driven with just this innate desire to pour into something, you know, whether it's cinematography or drone work or writing or graphic design.
Yep.
It's just so cool.
You mentioned Riffle and Richard and Sergio. So our team has expanded since the last podcast. We've added Boone for the graphic design, and Sergio is another photographer. He's actually a world-class wedding and journalistic photographer. Has an incredible story. Has so been cool. Flown all around the world to teach and train in that genre, and ended up here in Tucson and decided to start his career over for several reasons and decided to jump in the real estate field. And I forget how we got connected exactly. It was probably a referral from someone else. Oh, it was you.
Yeah.
It was you. Yeah.
Through my former job. So, I had pursued a dream of writing through marketing, long story short, and I worked my way from unpaid intern to director of marketing at a local
overachiever.
It sounds more glamorous than it was, but I did learn a lot on multiple levels. And that's where I met Sergio, and he gave an introduction, presentation. And I was just captivated with the way he communicates, you know? And so
when his accent, and his accent, he's from Mexico. But it's some obscure part of Mexico, and I've never heard his accent anywhere else before. It's so rich.
Well, yes, so it sounds more Spanish.
Yeah,
to me, not that I have developed an ear, but he's just a magnetic dude, and he's a really humble guy, and so that's how we came. I think we were talking about, you know, who else can we can we bring onto this team? I think it was a specific project.
Yeah.
And once you got to know him a little better, it was like, okay.
You kept telling me, you're like, you need to call Sergio. He does photo and video stuff. Call Sergio. I'm like, okay, finally. I'll give him a call. Yeah. And he came on, I think the first big project was when we were doing all the drone work for a government contract. Good gazoon height.
I meant to mute myself. Sorry.
You have terrible timing. So we flew for a month. I don't even remember if this was on the last podcast, but we flew for a government contractor. They do, they're a global company that does radar and optics systems for military. And they wanted to test their systems on UAV for counter UAV operations. And we can't share too much around all of that, but we flew for a month. I had a team of four or five pilots. And Sergio was one of them, and he proved himself to be a phenomenal resource. Like, talk about biting off more than we can chew and then chewing it. That's what happened. We stepped into a pool that we thought was 3 feet deep, and it ended up being 15 feet deep.
Yeah.
And Sergio was a key part of figuring a lot of this stuff out on how to make the drones do what we needed them to do, what software to use, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And
yeah, the list keeps, and Richard really, I mean, everybody ultimately stepped up as well.
Right. Right.
But Richard stepped up in an area where he, like you said, he was there, he signed up to do, to fly.
Yeah.
And he was asked to do more, and he was a little, I wouldn't say he lacked confidence, but more that he appreciated the weight of responsibility.
It was a little outside his comfort zone. He was a little hesitant at first, just because it was a big project and he wasn't coming in expecting to have any kind of a leadership role.
Right.
But we ended up having to split the teams up and fly in two different locations that were a couple miles apart. And we needed leads on each team. And he stepped up to the plate really well.
And we all walked away from that going, you know what? We want to find a reason to work together again.
Yeah. And we're working on it, and we still get together and fly drones as a group, just for fun sometimes.
Yeah.
So Sergio, he that was one of his first projects, but I've been training him over the last several months on composition and lighting and everything for real estate photography, which is so drastically different from wedding or journalistic photography.
Right.
And he is a sponge. He is the most humble, most wanting to learn person I have met.
Agreed. Yeah.
And it's been phenomenal working with him. So he's on the team. I'm sending him out second shooting on stuff now. So we're able to take on more real estate work, which is fun. And
cool.
You mentioned Richard.
With it.
Oh yeah. No, he's doing great.
Yeah.
Richard is a local FPV pilot for FPV drone work. Phenomenal pilot and awesome work ethic, cut from the same fabric for values and everything that we are. So it's been a really good fit with him.
And he has no problem taking risks.
No,
he flies
not with his drones.
Maybe I can fly this through the open window of a moving Humvee while in combat. I don't know. Let's try. Here we go.
I'm still working on that exact shot. I want to pull that off.
Yeah. Preview of coming attractions, right?
So Boone, Sergio, Richard will bring in on big video projects and he'll be part of the team. Rachel Sawyer was another pilot that we brought in on that one project. She was awesome.
Really considerate kind person too,
again, thought on her feet, figured things out.
Yep.
Worked well with the team.
Yep.
We've already talked about Audrey. She's on the website. Sam, we talked about him. He's on the website.
Don't forget Wapiti. Have we
Dan,
mentioned him?
Not yet. We need him on the podcast.
Yeah. Phenomenal.
So we've talked about being a full service digital marketing agency now. That's a huge concept that I am still grappling with and organizing as far as the business goes. And Dan has been another huge asset where he runs Wapiti, which is his own web building, web designing company. He is world-class, specializes in e-commerce, and he will white label with us. And so when we're working with clients, we've had several already where they need a new website, they need new photo, new video content, new marketing, new social media. We have all the pieces to bring that under ShadowPoint Media, and we'll bring Dan in, and he works really well with our clients and builds a phenomenal website. We create all the content. Dan implements all that on the website, and it's just a seamless integration for us to be able to create a phenomenal marketing platform for any company.
You know what's crazy about all of this? Now that we're recording this, everything we've mentioned is crazy. Yeah, this is wild. So pause just for a second. I'm going to detour from a detour.
Oh, wow. Classic Sean.
Yes, I know. Here we go. So this all is like pretty impromptu. Like, we landed on this podcast platform that we're using as of like 15 minutes ago. I'm obviously hacking up half a lung every 10 seconds. But while we're reminiscing in all this, you and I had conversations on the phone, I want to say less than 18 months ago, when you were like sharing an epiphany of, I want ShadowPoint to become a full scale marketing service, not just provide all the services, which we haven't even mentioned all of them yet, but gotten close, like 80% of it. But be a Ferrari in terms of the exceptional experience that we want to provide.
Yeah.
And we just kind of took the Richard approach of like, I'm inspired, let's go.
Yeah.
And we've learned so much along the way. 18 months and we're close.
Yeah. I don't want this intro to go too long. We've covered a lot. There's a lot more to cover. We have more podcasts. Sean is stepping out because he is dying and hacking up half a lung. But we wanted to cover the format that we want to try going forward. We want to have consistency on the podcast where you guys know what to expect. We know what we're producing, and we're going to get really good quality content from the guests that we're bringing in. And our entire podcast is going to be, it's based on story. That's in the core of what I produce and what I want to do, whether it's real estate telling the story of a house, or architecture telling the story that the architect built, or marketing for a hair care company. Like, why do they care about their hair care? What's the story behind that? Which is another client we're working with now. It's different. It's interesting. It's fun. Right. Doing product photos, tutorial videos, website content, everything. It's just, anyway.
It's always a story.
It's always story. Yes.
Yeah.
It is. And
something, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good. No. I'm just covering the podcast format that we're going to do going forward.
If you like, I can search the web for. I saw I had to step.
She is not invited to this podcast.
Not. She's done that several times now.
That's rude.
It is rude.
Podcast format.
Yeah.
The other day I was like, Sean, figure out the podcast format. I don't have time. And so I threw this over to Sean. We've gone back and forth on it. Take it away and kind of explain what to expect going forward.
Yeah. Awesome. So this was the brainchild that took so long to develop because we want it to be simple. We want it also to be somewhat deep, to keep it interesting and also to learn together. That's basically where we were going with all of this. So how do we do that? We want to interview, have conversations with leaders and visionaries who have gone through similar steps as we have gone through, in that even though there's such a wide variety. And by the way, can you see the screen that I'm sharing right now?
I can. I don't know if people on the podcast, if they're listening. There's audio, so we'll talk about everything. We're trying a new video format as well. So if you're watching, yay, you can see our faces now. and potentially the screen that he's sharing.
Yeah, my apologies for being all messed up today. But okay, so.
And real quick.
Yes.
Summarize this in like 3 minutes.
Sure. So this is the format that we're going to use to interview clients who have gone, essentially what I was trying to say before, on a journey from, they had something that inspired them and they made it from a dream into a business, an actual product or service that makes a difference in people's lives. We want to learn about that.
Yeah.
So we're going to ask them about that story. We're going to ask them questions like, what inspired you to start up your business? Because that's incredibly demanding. And it changes you, right? As I'm learning. How did you get your business to a point where it's thriving? And how does story as a way of marketing? So we'll discuss the difference between the two as we go. How did that help you thrive? How did it help you reach people? How did it help you make a difference and catch their attention and earn trust or win influence in their lives so that you are able to actually interact with them and build up a clientele? So we're going to ask those questions. This is the outline that we have. And we're going to interview all kinds of really interesting people, from a guy who owns and has built up his own air conditioning business to, I mean, who knows what else. We've met Navy SEALs. We've met people who survived trauma and have their own therapy now, their very own unique therapy. We all know all kinds of business owners. And if you sit down with them for just a few minutes, you learn the incredible story behind what they've done.
Yeah. What's the, so story is the big overarching umbrella. There's three subcategories that we want to focus on. And I think each client that we bring in, or each storyteller, each business owner, however we want to view them, they're each going to have their own focus on one of these subcategories. And what are those, and what are you expecting with that?
Yeah. So the name of the game with marketing really is win influence, right? So that's how you get people to pay attention. That's how you can build up relationship and generate sales, et cetera. So to do that, we've broken it down into three steps: inspire, captivate, and lead. So lead is a better terminology from a servant leadership perspective. We like to use that more than a call to action, although they can be interpreted the same. We're looking at it as, okay, when that client is ready to make some sort of commitment, you lead them into the next step, whatever that might be. Mm-hmm. Inspire is the first step, obviously. You want to get people's attention long enough to show them that what you have to provide is what they're looking for. So once they have that, you capture their imagination, then you can captivate them with like, look, I can back up that little spark of hope that I've given you by sharing a reasoned out and simple but compelling presentation or thought process of how I can help you with whatever you're looking for. So if it's hair care products, here's what's different about my brand.
Yeah.
And then you can just continue to win them over through storytelling.
Yeah.
So it's inspire, captivate, and lead.
Cool.
Right. Oh,
cool.
We almost missed like a major headline. I don't think we've announced our new tagline.
Have we not?
I think we came up with that after our last podcast was aired. Like, I don't know. It's been several months.
It's on the website now. We're starting to use it.
New website.
This was,
did you mention the new website?
Oh, no. We have a new website. Go check out our new website, www.shadowpointmedia.com. It's the exact same URL as we had before, but it's a brand new look, functionality, build. Currently, it's still focused on luxury real estate and the marketing we're doing around all of that. As we build and grow this marketing division, we will build out that side of the website as well. I'm still thinking through how we want to do that, so it's not done yet. It's a whole morphing thing. So keep up with the journey. Keep checking the website. You'll see it eventually change over this year. But yeah, so thanks again to Dan at Wapiti for the incredible website. That's been a great, man. Whenever people are like, oh, what kind of website can you guys build? I'm like, go check mine.
Right.
It's beautiful. I didn't build it. I'm not stuck up here. It's like, really, it's gorgeous. I love it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're using the tagline on the website. And Sean and I were just like, we've tried to figure out a tagline for this for forever and ever and ever. Stewing on it, nothing stuck.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he said one thing and I said the other, and it just fit together perfectly. And it was like, oh,
yeah,
this is it.
I said like the first half and then I paused, and then you finished the sentence or like, It was like 5 minutes into our meeting.
Oh, okay. We specifically set up like an hour and a half meeting to stew over this and figure this thing out. And like 5 minutes in, we're like, okay, let's go home.
Yeah, wait, we're done.
There's more coffee. Let's finish the coffee and then go home.
Yeah, we sent a text out to the team. I think Sam and Audrey at the time. And Audrey was like immediately, yep, love it. That fits. That's what we're about. That was like, okay, we're not the only ones. Because sometimes it feels like a bright idea until the next day. Yeah. God, it stinks. But this one.
Okay. Enough with all the hype. We gotta deliver.
Oh, we actually have to share with them what it is.
Go for it.
Captivate your audience. Elevate your brand.
All right. Well, I'm going to say it again. I'm going to let it sink in. Captivate your audience. Elevate your brand. And that sums up everything that we are doing in ShadowPoint Media, whether it's working for a nonprofit fighting human trafficking, or whether it's marketing luxury real estate, whether it's creating product photos and video and storytelling around the hair care company. Our goal is to elevate your brand, is to captivate your audience. Yep. With everything that we're creating. And in turn, that will elevate your brand.
Yep. And we will unpack that one podcast at a time.
Well, all right.
We're not going to just talk what we've learned. I mean, obviously, we're kicking off this podcast just updating because it's been radio silence for a while. We're going to learn with our clients.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have a lot of insights that we don't. So we're going to share those.
Okay. We're about time here. I feel like we packed a lot into this. We have exciting stuff going forward. And now that we figured out this remote opportunity, I feel like we can schedule podcasts a lot more easily just because I don't have the studio space built out yet. So it's hard to have people come record. We were working with a coffee shop, but they were only able to do like Saturday afternoons. And that is quickly moving into, I have to spend that with family time. Yeah. And kids are growing, man. Kids just, we're up to three now. And
by the way, that was another change.
Yeah, I don't know if that was on any of the podcasts, but we have a 8-month-old now. She's absolutely phenomenal. And yeah, anyway, so we'll keep this up. Sean, it's going to be up to you to like schedule these and tell me when we're maybe we should just do this every Monday because I have Mondays booked out for like admin office work. I could fit a podcast in there and see if we can fit clients in there. We'll talk about that offline. Yeah. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening and watching potentially because this video thing is new.
Yeah.
And
mahalo, everyone.
Yeah, he went to Hawaii on vacation and he comes back acting like he's a surfer dude and like totally throwing mahalo wala around and aloha and konnichi hawa hawa and all these things.
Hey, watch it.
Oops. Love you guys. Stay tuned. We got a lot coming.
Bye.